SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Dit is SBS Dutch.
I'm not the most extroverted person, so this has all been a bit of an interesting learning curve.
How did you find out that the whole of the Netherlands was looking for you?
So one of my mum's friends from when we spent time in the Netherlands, her name was Jantje. So she saw the post on Facebook. I'm not sure if someone forwarded it to her, or I think it had been doing the rounds. She only saw it at the start of this year. And she posted, said she knew who it was, but she didn't know my married name. So for her to try to contact me was a bit of a challenge. And luckily my sister is not married, so she was able to track her down on social media and get in touch with her. And then she got in touch with me. And it was all a bit of a whirlwind from there.
Mm-hmm. Did you recognize yourself straight away?
Yes, what I'm wearing in that photo was an outfit that apparently I was very obsessed with as a child. I would always want to be wearing that purple-pink jacket-pants combo. So we've got quite a lot of photos of me in that outfit. So it wasn't too hard to find a matching photo. Although it was funny because the photo that was originally posted as proof, it was myself standing in a pair of giant clogs with male and female adult who are not my parents. They were some family friends of ours. So everyone was saying, oh, look at the dad's hair, because he's got extremely 80s giant fluff hair. So that was pretty funny. So we could post that was taken on the same day, same outfit. So that all served well.
So as a child, you liked taking photographs with like other people other than your parents?
Well, I mean, I think at that age, I was still, love being around people and everything. Not that I don't now, but, you know, I probably wouldn't now run up to a group of strangers that I didn't know and, you know, think to be in a photo. So apparently on the day that photo was taken, William, the photographer, was shooting the Red Hot Chili Peppers, just a photo shoot, in costume in the shop with all the clogs. And I just walked on in there and made myself,
here I am.
Made myself at home and, so joined in a couple of the photos. And I don't, so my mum doesn't really remember the specific occasion, but apparently when they were walking around that area, which was a touristy area from what I understand.
Yeah, the Zaanse Schans.
Yeah, so apparently a lot of tourists would ask to have me in the photo with them because I looked like a little small Dutch child with the blonde hair and everything. So that this was not the first time that it happened, apparently. So presumably I went into the shop. Maybe I came out of the shop. Maybe mum went in and got me. Don't know, can't remember, but, it was what a moment.
Yeah, and then your sister said, look at this, that's you with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, exactly. And she saw the photo and even she knew, because she'd seen photos of me from when we were overseas, and she recognised the outfit and she was like, well, that's definitely Sonia.
Yeah.
And the fact it was the family friend of ours, and I think she knew the name as well, and it was familiar to her from things we'd been told that had happened overseas when we were kids. Mm. We were there from about 1988 to late 1990. My dad was working for Shell Petroleum. He was we travelled out from Australia for a couple of years for his work, and then we went back. My sister was born in the Netherlands, and we came back a little bit after she was born.
So you can't really remember anything from the Netherlands then?
Unfortunately, no. Yeah, a bit sad. There's lots of photos from over there though, and I'd really love to go back there one day to travel. It looks like a lovely country, and you hear a lot of good things. And I'm not the best cyclist, but I'd love to go for a nice cycle around, look at the tulips and the windmills and, all that sort of business. Mm. But, I'd love to visit one day.
Yeah, and then you just back to the picture. I mean, you got that from your sister, yeah. And then you went to your parents and they were like, huh? Well, how did that go?
So I asked them, like, do you remember this? Is this familiar to you? And my mom mentioned about the, you know, having photos taken with other tourists. And I think at the time it would have been my mom taking me out for the day, probably if my dad was at work. And I suppose the Red Hot Chili Peppers were maybe not as famous back then, so she may not have recognized who they were, even if she did see them.
I wouldn't have.
So, you know, it was very much that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Then you got in touch with William, the photographer?
Yeah, so on the main post on Facebook, Yansha, our friend, and a couple of other people were, you know, making reply posts after we posted the proof photos saying, oh, look, you know, it's so exciting, you know, 7 years to find that girl. But I think he must not be on Facebook quite as much as some of his other social platforms, so it took him a little while to see, but we got there eventually.
And then you talk together and now you're like all over the news in the Netherlands.
Yeah, it's like I think it's mentioned in the post, it's all very surreal. It's not something I would have expected to have taken off the way that it clearly has. My husband, Nir, is a big, big, big Red Hot Chili Peppers fan. He has seen them in concert when they came to Australia. And
that is so funny.
Yeah, so he was beyond excited, to see. And yeah, so it's very, very exciting.
I think it's a very weird idea that, I mean, 50% of the country over there, they know that picture now.
That is very, like, again, I don't know any other word other than completely surreal. I probably use that word a lot, but that's the only way I can describe it, really, because I like I said before, I'm not a loud, outgoing person in general. So on Instagram, when he's posted, and the same day he posted the most recent photo that we took of myself, currently how I look with the photo in front of, you know, in Sydney, and suddenly I have, like, you know, 40 new followers on Instagram or something. And I'm like, I don't have any photos on my Instagram. You
know, not interesting at all.
I follow lots of other people. I mean, you know, do a little bit on Facebook, really. That's more family and friends, and that's about it. So don't have a huge social media presence. So I haven't really been able to leverage this into anything, into anything particular, but very interesting nonetheless. I need to show my mum some of the videos, I think, because I think she knows a little bit of Dutch, my dad not so much. But other than that, I have one colleague at work who speaks Dutch, who I have to mention to her about everything, but she's not been in for a few days, so I haven't been able to have a chat with her.
So yeah, you got the picture, right?
Yeah.
Is your husband now printing it and hanging it on the wall or something?
Yeah, maybe we'll have to see. We printed the nice big photo to take the more recent photo with. So that was keep a copy of that, and maybe in the future we can get a signed copy. That'd be amazing. But you know, see how things go.
I think they announced a new world tour. So who knows?
Yeah, I know. We heard. So it looks like all things are going really well.
So are you now the big star in the family?
I guess so. I certainly can't think of any other instances of similar magnitude. Probably, you know, small little family dramas or little things happening here and there, but nothing of this scale, and not international, that's for sure.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.